The advent of drive-in movie theaters in America dates back to 1932, when the Automobile Movie Theater in Camden, New Jersey first opened for business. Baby boomers propelled drive-in's popularity, with more than 4,000 across the country by the mid-1950s. But by the 1960s, the industry started its inexorable decline, driven by soaring land prices and the advent of cable TV and video rentals. By the turn of the century, less than 450 theaters remained in business across America. Today, over in Lexington, the town came together and formed a nonprofit to save the revered Hull's Drive-In. Not too far away, in Christiansburg, Virginia's fourth largest town, the Starlight first opened in 1952, and it remains as one of six drive-ins still chugging along in the entire state of Virginia. Personally, I have a fondness for drive-ins, dating from my high school days when a carload of us would cram into a friend's sedan, often with two or three stuffed in the trunk to keep the cost of entry to a minimum, of course. Today, the drive-ins still in business attract the gamut of fans, from families who often bring the entire clan and put the tailgate down to watch the show. At the Starlight Drive-In in Christiansburg, the allure captures everyone, from university students to couples and seniors alike. There's even a nearby drive-in of a different sort, located on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. The iconic Dude's Drive-In curbside service diner with its iconic Dude Burger and fries, of course. At the Starlight, popcorn, legendary hot dogs, and Cokes are mandatory accessories, with the Starlight hot dog a multi-generation favorite. When we stopped by for an in-person visit at the Starlight, the owner, Peggy Beasley, was indisposed, so we met up with her longtime assistant, Brenda Flora. We were hoping to chat with Peggy subsequently via phone, but sadly, less than a week later, May 12, 2024, Peggy passed away. For now, the show goes on with Brenda at the helm at the Starlight. Come along and join Brenda to discover the rest of the story of the Starlight, past and present. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer.
You are at the Starlight Drive-In in Christiansburg, Virginia. It's a historic landmark here, and the people seem to love it. They love to come to the theater. They love to get the hot dogs, and they bring their children. It's a family affair.
There aren't many drive-ins left, are there?
No, there's not. And this one here is one of the very few in Virginia. I believe there's one other. The closest one is, I think, in Lexington, Virginia, which is about an hour and a half away.
They had to turn that into a nonprofit.
Yes, yeah. They did. Currently, what you are seeing, the theater here, the grounds, and all the real estate is owned by Peggy Beasley. It has been in existence in her family for 75 years. That's all they knew was this theater. And last year, Peggy was in poor health, and I was her accountant, so I agreed to help run the theater. Last year, the year of 2023, there was a group of us that got together, and we didn't know anything about the theater except that people love to come here. So we made hot dogs, and we did not make hot dogs like Peggy did, and we found out in a hurry that people like red wieners. They like their hot dogs made a certain way, and that would be with mustard on the bottom, chili on the bottom, onions on the bottom, and the red wiener on top. And they like a particular pack that it comes in so that it doesn't get messy in the car. So that's the way we are doing the wieners this year, or the hot dogs, and we are calling that the Starlight Dog. We also are selling a beef wiener, which very few people want a beef wiener, but we will make the hot dog your way. The other things on the menu are nachos. We have French fries. They have to be crinkle fries, and everybody loves those. We have, our drinks. We have ice cream. We have candies, but hot dogs and barbecue and the French fries are staples.
And you have first-run movies?
Yes, we try to have first-run. Last year we did a lot of the older movies, which people love those too. We tried to have theme weekends. This year we are having some first-run movies. It's just that our cost is so expensive that sometimes with what we are making here, we have to pay the movie producers so much that it's hard for us to rent the first-run movies.
But if you wait till second time around, a little more affordable?
It's a little more affordable, and people will still come out because they like this area. They like to be here. Their children get out, and they run and play. We try to have some music now. We're trying that people will play music before the movies begin.
Live music.
Yes, live music. And so if you want to be on stage, just let us know and you can come out and play music for the Starlight. But it's amazing to me, not having been raised up in this area, how many people love this theater.
It's a part of their DNA, part about who they are, their family and history.
Yes, they grew up here and children will come, the little ones. But we have grandparents now who come and say, you know, we raised our children here. Now we're going to raise our grandchildren here. And they love it.
Drive-ins are a family affair. It really is. You know, getting in the station wagon, coming as a group, right?
Yes, and Phil, my cohort, he always insists that, and we do, we have the SUVs and the pickups to park in the last three rows just because they don't block the view. And people will come out when it's warmer and they'll have the back of the SUV up or they'll be in the back of their pickup with blankets and they're there watching and they just watch the movies. I don't know if they even know what they're watching, but they love the hot dogs and they love the feeling of coming to the theater.
This is a university town, Virginia Tech, so it follows that you'd have a lot of college kids show up too, right?
We also have Radford University. We have Radford and we have Virginia Tech students, and yes, they come. When you're down at the gate letting people in and you have these tags from Texas or whatever, I'll say, where are you going to school? And it usually is Virginia Tech.
And we get a lot of folks from Salem.
Yes, we have a lot of people from Roanoke, and they've just heard about this place. And last year we played Dirty Dancing.
That was filmed near here, right?
That was filmed 35 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So I was telling some of the young kids, I said, you all were right at it over at Virginia Tech, but they had no knowledge about that. They just liked the movie. And so then we were telling them all about Mountain Lake. And it's a fun time for us to talk to the kids, talk to the older people, but we had a couple last year who were seeing all of the drive-ins, and they had retired. And, you know, Phil and I are not your young kids, and so they had retired, and that was their goal, was to go to all of the drive-ins nearby. And they came in. They had been here before when they were younger. So we have a lot of people like that also.
One correction is, I am younger than Brenda.
And I'll happily tell both of you, or whoever's listening, I'm 67 years old, and Phil is about 2-3 months behind me. And so we're having fun. We may not be making any money, but we're having fun.
And you guys met in high school?
We met in high school. We were on the annual staff together. I don't know, we were maybe rivals. We've always been kind of, I say we're like brothers and sisters, and Phil says, but you don't like your brother. And I said, I know, I don't like you either, so...
So, where did you grow up?
In Gate City, Virginia. Uh-huh. I grew up in the country, and Phil is a townie, so he's on the upscale end.
I like to say opposites attract.
And Phil has a lovely wife, so that's why everything works out.
A little bit more. You have 90.3 FM on the screen.
Yeah, years ago they got rid of the old speakers that you hang on the windows, so they converted to... some speakers in the field, but then also local transmitter for 90.3 for the audio.
Tune in your radio in your car.
And we have that for the second movie. The first movie you can normally hear very well, but the second movie, if they're in the cars, then they will tune into that, and some do earlier. Phil's always available to jump the cars off if your car does not start at the end of the movie. I can't say enough about how much the people love this theater.
That's so cool. Okay, anything you want to add?
Well, I guess we'll just grow old here, even older. And, you know, and like I said, we're having fun.
To learn more about your world, where would you direct us?
We do have a website. There is another Starlight Theater that is in Ohio. But this one, of course, is in Christiansburg, Virginia. We also, on the weekends, too, just to maximize people using the grounds here, we have started a flea market on Friday and on Saturday, and we're trying to build that.
That's working out.
It's getting there.
More than a flea market. It's a community market. Yes. So we've got farm produce, we've got crafts, we've got flea market stuff, garage sale kind of stuff.
And so we're trying to get people out, and it seems to be the way people want to use this theater. Yes, our website is starlightdrivein.va.com, and that is starlightdrivein.va.com. When someone asks a question, there is one person, actually sometimes there'll be two or three that answer it, but someone will immediately, because it shows up on my phone, it shows up on Sarah, that is the other accountant in the office, it shows up on her phone, and it shows up on another gentleman, and Phil doesn't know how to use his phone, so... My name again is Brenda Flora, and this is Phil McClellan.
My name's Phil McClellan.
And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Christiansburg, Virginia. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.